German foreign minister says Berlin is ready to send weapons to support Iraqi Kurds in their battle against the ISIL militants.
All of this humanitarian aid is important, but obviously not enough. This is why I'm happy that the German army, after it's already helped to organize humanitarian aid, will be sending military equipment over the course of the coming days. There have been requests for this from the Kurdistan region.
Frank-Walter Steinmeier called the ISIL onslaught in North Iraq barbaric. He also warned that the ISIL advance poses an existential threat to Iraq and may cause what he called a conflagration in the Middle East. His comments come after other European countries said that they would send weapons to help the Kurdish forces in northern Iraq. The German foreign minister has visited Iraq and the Kurdistan region in recent days. Syrian warplanes have bombarded the positions of ISIL militants in the country. The insurgents are also under attack from governments and voluntary forces in Iraq. Our correspondent Ali Risk in Beirut has more on the latest developments.
The fight against ISIL, otherwise known as Daesh, is the name of the game today in Syria and in the broader region. Beginning in Syria, the big development is the Syrian air bombardment targeting ISIL bases and targets in the city of Ar-Ruqqa, which is considered to be the main base and city of ISIL. It has seized that city very early on in the Syrian crisis. For the first time, therefore, we see the Syrian air bombardment, which is targeting the ISIL militants. In another area, in Aleppo, we also appear to be headed towards a confrontation between the Syrian military and ISIL. The scenario is that the Syrian military is coming in from the south and the west, making advances towards Aleppo from that direction. On the other hand, we see ISIL militants coming in from the north of the city. Therefore, we could very well be headed into a head-on confrontation between both sides. Now we head to Iraq. The big development over there, of course, is the retaking by the Iraqi army and the Kurdish Peshmerga forces of the Mosul Dam, which had earlier been seized by ISIL militants. Hence, this is also a big development. What has taken place is that the Peshmerga forces and the Iraqi army, supported by American airstrikes, have now retaken this dam, which is also a very big development that could give more momentum for the Peshmerga and for the Iraqi forces to make more inroads and advances against the ISIL group. So in general, ISIL appears to be suffering losses, whether it be in the Syrian battlefield or in the Iraqi battlefield.
Well, the ISIL terrorists who have taken parts of Syria and also Iraq have been committing heinous crimes in the areas that they took, including the mass execution of civilians and Iraqi army troops and officers. The terrorists have links with the Turkish government and are believed to be supported by Ankara.
The terrorist Takfiri group ISIL has taken control of parts of Iraq and Syria and is committing atrocities in the territories under its control, including killing innocent civilians and abducting women and children. The Takfiri extremists are being supported by several Western and regional countries that have provided the terrorist group with training and weapons. Turkey is among the major backers of the group. A senior commander of the ISIL says Turkey's support has been instrumental in the success of the organization. He said ISIL received most of its supplies from Turkey and that many of the militants who have been injured in the fighting were treated at Turkish hospitals. Deputy chair of Turkey's Republican People's Party, Bülent Ezcan, says there is documented evidence showing Turkey is sending ammunition, including missiles, rockets, grenade launcher ammunition, and many other weapons to the ISIL insurgents. According to a report by the German daily Die Welt, more than 1,000 Turkish citizens have until now joined the ISIL. The paper writes that since the beginning of the conflict in Syria, over 1,000 militants from Europe have crossed into Syria via Turkish border to join the group. As the ISIL is stepping up its stacks in Syria and Iraq along the border with Turkey, concern is growing that the violence can continue to spill over to new places. Despite the fact that the militant group can pose a threat to Ankara and launch an attack against the country, Turkey continues to support the terrorist group.